Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I was off last week. My brother flew in. I think it's the first time over a year I saw anyone from my family with COVID and everything. Normally, my parents will come out in July. I'll go home Thanksgiving and Christmas. None of that happened. So my brother came to meet his nephew for the first time and participate in the second attempt of my bachelor party on Saturday. And a couple of guys that I went to college with are like, we'll be at your house at 11:30. And I was like, what? Say
11:30.
No, 11:30? No. Our dinner is at 9 p.m. From the great Samir at Nick and Sam's. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. Well, 11:30. Bam, 11:30. Knock, knock, knock. They're in the house with their Topo Chico seltzers and bottles of wine. And I was like, crap. Because normally when I go out, you know, Choppy is a gin guy, and I'm a Dripping Springs vodka guy. So I'm like, we need a strategy. So I'm just terrified that someone is going to embarrass me throughout the course of the day, that they're not going to pace, no shot. So my list of strategy was, number one, no shots. No shots, don't buy them, I'm not taking them. I have to be able to speak. Because when I get to that level, as we've sometimes heard here on the station, I lose my ability to talk and have any noise come out. I'm thinking it, but I can't say it.
That is a true stat, fact, comma, semicolon, not accurate, period, parentheses.
No, my lord. So, number one, no shots. Number two, I'm not drinking any liquor throughout the day. Number three, beer, other seltzers, I don't care. You can make fun of me. I'm not trying to get filled up, and I'm just trying to pace, mixing in water nonstop. Got to get some appetizers and some food here and there. So the great missus cooked everyone a base breakfast spread. Get something in your system, you know, with some eggs and some bacon and some avocado toast. So that was nice. And then we started off the day. Now, Choppy joined us at the second spot. We went outside first to enjoy the weather, and then we went to Topgolf. Y'all make a killing. That's all.
Yeah, they do.
Say.
Yeah, they do.
Apparently, there's a Topgolf fee that's added in to gatherings of like 7 or 8 people that we did not know about. But that hit hard in the wallet. And we had 3 different limo buses from the great Hector at Alba Limo.
Well.
the station works with them all the time. So he sent one to the house. Then we had a different pick us up at golf. And then we had another unexpected one that I was not aware of.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of this one either. It was definitely unexpected. Not the worst thing in the world, but definitely unexpected.
Yeah. So this is a decision that I think many of us are faced with. Well, actually, on the text chain yesterday, apparently it's not a decision at all, and I'm a moron. So Hector, who's a huge Tolo, is like, I may have a surprise for you. It's your bachelor party. All right? Now, I told the missus about this. I'm like, I don't know what's going to be planned. It could be this. I'm not going to a strip club. All right? I'm not going. You got COVID.
Not a
got
lie.
All the guys. I wanted to be in environments where we could all just talk and BS. I wanted to catch up.
Yeah.
I haven't seen my brother for a year. I haven't seen the guys. I haven't been out and about with Oliver at 9 months or however old he is. I've been out of the scene. All that was going according to plan. I had my schedule. I had, you know, our discussions. I wasn't even taking pictures because I was so caught up in having a great time. And then the bus decides to make a stop at Fuel City.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Get some tacos.
We're picking up Chris Arnold. Okay. Chris is out here. We're going to get some tacos.
Zebra.
We're going to get some tacos. I would have hoped that they filled up gas beforehand, but maybe, you know, we're empty. Maybe we need a fill up.
Yeah.
And I get on the bus, and Hector has supplied one individual surprise on there for myself and everyone else.
Mm.
And I would say that it went on for about, you know, 40 minutes, 45 minutes. At that point, I lost track of time. I barely could get on the bus. But that was the surprise thrown on there by my Tolo buddy. And then she went on her way. We went to the next spot, and then the next spot, and then dinner. But when I woke up in the morning, I was facing a decision. And my decision was, do I tell her about the surprise, or do I keep it to myself? RJ, please advise what you would have done.
Well, it's real simple. You let them ask all the questions, and then you engage in disinformation. Now, first of all, my first instinct is to lie in everything I do.
D4C, RJ Choppy.
I am a liar. Like, this is my first instinct is always to lie. So these are the three questions that any significant other would come up with and ask after a bachelor party. Okay. Question one, it could go one of three ways. Did you go to a strip club? The answer for you is no. We didn't go to a strip club. That's factually accurate. You didn't lie there. You just didn't divulge any more information. Right. Were there strippers? Also, no. There was a singular stripper. Strippers indicates plural. So you're not exactly lying there either. And then finally, did you get a lap dance? No. A lap dance indicates $20 is being given up. This was no lap dance here. So you didn't lie. You could have just said no. A simple no. Okay. And you would have been factually telling the truth at the same time as lying. And that is, to me, the absolute way to go.
All right. I love the strategies there. Now, I know what Troy's answer is, and we're going to be divided here, and the Fantex can break the tie. Troy is telling his wife everything. And the reason he's telling his wife is because his wife, I hope I'm not divulging too much here, but she would have been more into it than even Troy or the fellas.
Oh, yeah.
They frequent strip clubs together, so you would have told Cindy, and she would have had absolutely no problem, right?
Yeah, I would have told Cindy, but, you know, that's because I'm divulging the information to myself. Just like you, you know, before the show, you were telling me everything off the air.
There were too many strippers to count.
And I was like, wow, Sean, you're going to bring that on the air? That's amazing. I can't wait till you talk about that at 7:45. It was awesome. But that's the thing. I would instigate the conversation because, you know, I mean, here's the cheese answer. She's more than the woman I'm marrying. She's my best friend. So I want to share that information with her because she's going to react just like any other great friend of mine. But that's because I'm divulging it. If Amanda's asking you questions, I wouldn't answer them. I'd be like,
you wouldn't answer them.
I'd be like, listen, I went to a bachelor party. You know what's going to happen at a bachelor party. And you know what? You think what's happening. You know what's happening. And we're good. Just like you. Whenever you have your bachelorette party, I'm assuming you girls are going to watch like Bridgerton and sit around on Etsy or something like that. That's what I assume. So whatever you assume, just assume it. And let's move on and have a great wedding day.
Okay. So there's the advice. We're split. RJ says, don't say it. Troy says, you can say it. I'm sure the Autoflex EC. Now, my text chain with all my buddies said, don't be an idiot. Don't bring it up. Don't say anything. Well, I decided to tell her.
Mm.
And that was a big mistake.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
man.
That was not a good decision. I was like, here's what happened. Here's why we switched buses again. This is what I was telling you could be a factor in this. And she always says this, but I don't know if I take the bait. She's like, when it comes to something like this, I don't want to know. Don't tell me.
Yes.
I'd rather not know. And I was like, but then if I don't
tell you,
if you find out another way, like, where are my honesty points? Where are my credits for being up front? Where are my props for saying something I didn't have to say? Well, they did not exist. They did not happen. So after a few hours, finally got over it. The discomfort of the hangover combined with telling her about the stripper on there. And I don't know. My brother's like, oh, Dr. Phil would say. My brother loves Dr. Phil.
Oh,
he's like,
you made God.
A selfish. He goes, you made a selfish decision to tell her. And I was like, what? Say what? He's like, it was going to give you guilt in your mind, so you made a selfish decision to relieve yourself of that guilt and tell her. And I'm like, screw Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Screw both of you.
He would have said it way more backwards. You're going to feel as guilty as a porcupine running through a marshmallow. Phil sucking all the way. I mean, that's what he would have done. I, once again, it's like I told you. She knew. She knew was going to happen, she asked. Do not ask. If you know what's going to happen at bachelor parties, Lady Tolos.
No, she didn't ask. She didn't ask, for the record. I brought it up.
Ah. Yeah, see, don't ask a question you don't want an answer to. Don't ask a question you don't want an answer to, okay? But, yeah, you brought it up. Look, it's a stripper.
Yeah.
You didn't go to
and she's never going to believe me. She's never going to believe me, but I was trying to run point. I was like, You see my brother on the all the way on the end of the bus, like, go. And I don't know how to say it to them. I'm like, go get him.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Once again, the conversation before the show with me.
I had my brother tied up by a fat stripper.
You were divulging everything.
Where are these coming from?
Here we go. Autoflex leasing fan text.
Oh, gosh.
Let's see. Choppy's right. It's not a lie. You just don't tell the entire truth. Sean, there are no honesty points in marriage. You got to start your marriage out with honesty. It's a stripper. Big deal. Also, RJ should be in Congress. Bro, I'm married. You cannot tell them about your bachelor party. There are no honesty points. Don't bring a smell home if you have a girlfriend. No need to start your marriage with a lie. So most people are saying you kind of did the right thing, but also lying without lying is a craft that we all need to work our way up on. The problem is you got to keep up with your lies. And that's the problem that I fall into. I lie so much, I don't even know what the truth is
anymore.
That's
true.
Yeah, so everyone is telling me, at least in the friend group, I'm a moron, I'm an idiot. But there you go. Fantastic time. Thanks to the fellas for getting together. My guy Hector for a little bit of warm water that he put me in. But hey, it gave us a radio segment.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.